May the Lord help us to commence by singing hymn number 704. Lord, we lie before thy feet. Look on all our deep distress. Thy rich mercy may we meet. Clothe us with thy righteousness. Stretch forth thy almighty hand. Hold us up, and we shall stand. Hymn 704.
Thank you. From the Holy Word of God, we'll read the 10th chapter in the Gospel as recorded by John. The Gospel recorded by John, the 10th chapter. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, same as a thief and a robber. He that entereth in by the door is a shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him. For they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers. But the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out, and find pasture. The thief cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. He that is an hireling and not a shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and fleeth. And the wolf catcheth them, and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth, because he is an hireling, and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. As a father knoweth me, even so know I the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold. Them also I must bring. And they shall hear my voice. And there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. There was a division, therefore, again among the Jews for these sayings. And many of them said, He hath a devil and is mad. Why hear ye him? Others said, These are not the words of him that hath a devil. Can a devil open the eyes of the blind? And it was at Jerusalem, the feast of the dedication, and it was winter. And Jesus walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. Then came the Jews round about him and said unto him, How long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, I told you, and ye believed not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep. As I said unto you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gaveth them me, is greater than all. And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. Jesus answered them, Many good works have I showed you from my Father. For which of those works do ye stone me? The Jews answered him, For a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy. And because that thou, being a man, makest thyself God. Jesus answered them, Is it not written in your law, I said, ye are gods? If he called them gods unto whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken, say ye of him, whom the Father hath sanctified and sent into the world, thou blasphemest. Because I said I am the Son of God. If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do, though you believe not me, believe the works, that you may know and believe that the Father is in me, and I in him. Therefore they sought again to take him, but he escaped out of their hand and went away again beyond Jordan into the place where John at first baptized, and there he abode, and many resorted unto him and said, John did no miracle. But all things that John spake of this man are true, were true. And many believed on him there. May God bless to us his holy, sacred word of truth, and may he help us to pray. Most holy, gracious, sovereign, almighty God, give us now that spirit of reverence, of respect, of awe as we come into thy unseen presence. We come, O Lord, to worship thee. We come, O Lord, to bring honour and glory due to thy holy majesty. We come, Lord, to acknowledge thy greatness, thy power, thy kindness, thy authority over us. Grant us now that spirit of worship. Of praise and adoration. We ask, Lord, thy presence here. That thou wouldst come in thy risen power and glory. And that we might know... We might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Come, we pray this day. Grant unto us thy help. Speak unto our souls the words of everlasting life. Tell us, Lord, that thou art our salvation, that we are loved of an everlasting love, we are saved by thy grace, redeemed by thy blood, sanctified and set apart by thy Holy Spirit for thy service. Put us in thy little flock. Call by grace those dead in sin. May they hear thy voice this day. For the first time, that voice of power, that voice of conviction, that voice of love. Lord, break hard hearts of stone. Where there is no faith, give that faith this day. And grant, Lord, that beginning, that dawning, which promises a full day to come. Grant, Lord, that knowledge of sin, that conviction of sin, that condemnation for sin, and that seeking for the first time to flee to the refuge for sinners, even Jesus Christ. Grant, Lord, this day may be the spiritual birthday of one here today. And bless those who are wrestling with that conviction. Lord, maybe they have long sought for thy pardon. Grant, Lord, that on this day, which thou hast appointed as a day of rest, this day on which thou didst arise from the dead, that thou wouldst arise in their hearts and grant them to find for the first time rest in thee. Pronounce their pardon. Give them to know the peace of God. And may Satan be banished from them. Be with those, Lord, whom thou hast worked. Some, Lord, are young in the way, some are older, some are nearing the end of the journey. But we pray that thou wouldst remember thy people whom are already alive and who have already experienced that thou art gracious. Renew thy love unto them. Deepen the work. Grant them maybe that more establishing in the faith and truth. That greater rest in thee. That seeking that closer walk. That desire to walk worthy and to bring forth fruit to thy praise, glory, and honor. Be with any, Lord, who are in a rebellious pathway. Lord, bring them to thy feet in repentance. Make them willing to go in thy ways and in thy fear. And Lord, bring back those who have forsaken thy way. And grant unto them that true heartfelt repentance, that breaking of the snare, that loosening of the bonds of Satan, and that walking in thy ways. Lord, bring them to thy feet, crying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And Lord, may they this day be enabled to return to thy ways, to flee from sin, and to seek and to find that mercy which is reserved in Jesus. Grant, Lord, direction to those who are seeking it. Grant healing to those who are in sick. And we thank thee, Lord, that thou hast brought one out of hospital this week. We pray for her. And ask, Lord, that thou wouldst bless her in her soul. And grant her healing in her body. And Lord, we pray for each member of this church and people. Bless thy servants whom thou dost send to preach to them. Give them that word which thou wouldst feed the people of this pasture. Look down from heaven, Lord, and visit this vine. And grant thy blessing. Bless the deacons of this cause and do help them in their office. And bless each member of the church. Keep them together and unite them in love and fear, in union, humility and grace. Keep Satan at bay. Add to them, Lord, in grace. Establish them in the faith. Add to them in fruits of the Spirit. And Lord, add to them, we pray, if it's thy will, in numbers also. And bless each member of this congregation. Remember those who are elderly in years, drawing near the end of the journey of life. Sanctify old age, weakness, weariness, loneliness. May they be prepared to depart. Bless those in the midst of life, which burdens, cares, concerns, and needs. Bless in business life, bless in family life, bless in church life. Bless parents and help them to bring up children in thy fear. Do answer the prayers they have for them. Help them to set a right example to them. And do bless the children and the young people. Open up doors for them and guide them aright in life's journey. And bless, we pray, thy people and thy causes of truth up and down our land and throughout the whole world this day. Bless thy servants as they labour. And grant, gracious God, thy help. Visit the garden of thy church this day, and may thy voice be heard walking in the cool of the day, speaking peace. Speaking prosperity. Speaking comfort. Speaking direction. Speaking reproof. We thank thee for thy mercies. We pray thy blessing to rest upon us. For Christ's sake, amen.
Hymn 925. Peace by his cross has Jesus made. The church's everlasting head, o'er hell and sin has victory won, and with a shout to glory gone. Hymn 925.
Thank you.
Seeking the Lord's help, we turn to the Gospel as recorded by John, chapter 10, reading the fourth verse. The Gospel recorded by John, the 10th chapter, the fourth verse. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. The Lord Jesus Christ is here using the illustration of a shepherd and his relationship with his flock of sheep that he owns, as the relationship that Christ has with his people. And what a blessing it is that Christ Jesus has a flock of sheep and of lambs. And if you are found among the Lord's people, you will find the analogy of Christ as the good shepherd, and as Christ as your shepherd, to be exceedingly precious. Christ has a number known only between the Trinity as to how many that make up this flock. And there are several ways that a sheep or a lamb can be born into a flock or brought into a flock. And all of them you can trace back in the illustration to Christ. First of all, some sheep, a farmer will go out and buy. He will choose this one and that one. From the flock that is to be brought, and he'll leave others, as is his sovereign right to do. And when he has paid the full asking price, he separates those sheep from those who he has not brought and brings them home into his little flock and into his tender care. When he has paid the price, they are become his and his care and concern. Chosen. And if you are one of the sheep of Christ, you are chosen. God, in his sovereignty, with his absolute right as God, has seen fit to choose some from lost mankind whom he will save. by his grace. It is an amazing love, pity, kindness, and compassion which was in the heart of God that he saved any, that he chose any, that he redeemed any. Angels sinned. Angels rebelled. Angels fell. And God did not choose one of them to save. He left them. As soon as they sinned, there was no hope whatsoever of them being reconciled to God. And God has a perfect right so to treat them. But the wonder of it is that when man sinned, over a portion of those that sinned, God had a purpose of love towards them. And that sin could not divide his love from them. It couldn't sever that love from them. God knew in eternity past that mankind would fall. And he looked upon the whole humanity, like a shepherd does the sheep when he goes to market to buy. And in his sovereign love and compassion, his eyes rested on these whom it was his will to choose. And he gathered them together. And he gave them into the hands of his son. And that brings us to the second illustration of how you can come into a literal sheepfold. It is common, I understand, well, certainly it used to be, when the shepherd has a flock, and the lambing season comes, a shepherd, father, will give to his son a particular lamb. Because he loves that son, and because he loves that lamb, and the affection he has for them both causes him to give that lamb, the shepherd's lamb, the gifted lamb, as it's called, to his son. And that son will take that lamb and will rear it as his own and will care for it. And it has been said that that lamb is the one which receives the specialist care and attention because it was the gift of the Father. And that they will grow up often to be among the strongest and the best because of the way it was kept and cared for when it was young. Well, friends, this flock, Christ's flock, every single one, are the gift of the Father to the Son. Because the Father loved his Son, because the Father trusted his Son, because the Father knew that his Son was well able, suitable, and willing to do what was required, and because he had a love for every one of these sheep and lambs, he gave them into the hands of his Son. As they were ruined, lost, undone, helpless, hopeless, far off, the black sheep. This is one flock where they're all black sheep. And he gave his son the charge to redeem them, to save them. to care for them, to do everything for them. And the Son willingly and lovingly received that gift. Child of God, when the Son looks upon you, one of the things he remembers is that you were a gift from his Father, a gift of love. The third way in which a farmer may acquire sheep is when the lambs are born into the flock. And every one of this flock will be born again. That means that at a particular time of God's choosing, a new life will begin within that soul which wasn't there before. Before it was dead spiritually, lost, ruined, far off. But when that new birth takes place, the Spirit of God comes into that heart and gives it life. And with that life comes that cry. And with that life comes that need for all that will sustain that life. And a soul can only find what it needs in Jesus Christ, the friend of sinners. How many of you this morning can trace that change in your heart? You're not what you once were. You might not be what you want to be, and you never will be in this life. But can you at least say that you aren't what you once were? You were once satisfied to be a stranger to God. You were once satisfied to live life pleasing yourself, not caring what God required of you. You didn't care whether he spoke to you or not, whether he visited you or not, whether he provided for you or not, but now there's a change. Now you desire him, now you seek him, now you long to find him. What's made the change? The Holy Spirit of God has given you that need. And in time he will supply that need from the rich fullness of his grace. Some of you can remember the time when the Lord first showed you the pardon of your sin. You remember how you rejoice and you skip like lambs in the springtime. And you long for those times again. While God is the same to you today as what he was then. And he is able to restore unto you the joy of your salvation, but whether you rejoice in it now or not, it remains firm and sure and steadfast. It doesn't rest on your frames and on your feelings. It rests on the sovereign love of your God and faithfulness. And fear not. Take courage. But if you and I are favoured to be found in this flock, we will know something of the blessing and the privilege of this verse. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them. And the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. A voice of authority. A voice the sheep can trust. The only voice that the sheep will trust is the voice of the shepherd. That one who rules over them. That one who cares for them. That one who supplies their every need. That one whom they have proved to be faithful. They know his voice. They love his voice. And they respond to his voice. And they follow him in his steps. When he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them. He doesn't put them out and leave them to fend for themselves. He goeth before them. And there is a necessity for this little flock to be put forth when the morning cometh. The night now passed. They have rested in the safety of the sheepfold. Under the watchful care of the shepherd. And child of God, there are times, aren't there, when you've been favoured to rest in the arms of covenant love and faithfulness, quietness and peace. You've rested and enjoyed the fellowship of your fellow sheep as you found an echo in your heart with your experience and theirs. But now there's got to be a putting forth. And it's necessary. Why? These sheep are to remain healthy. The shepherd must find for them pasture for them to feed on in the daylight hours. The shepherd must find water for them to be able to drink. The shepherd must find rest for them from the burning heat of the midday sun and shelter. And he can't find those things in the sheepfold, so he putteth forth his sheep because he loves that sheep. Believer, you might want to stay in the sheepfold, but your Lord knows what you need more than you do. He knows there is a necessity for you to be put forth. And that is why you are in your pathway that you're in at this present moment of time. He's putting you forth. He's leading you through the wilderness journey. And he has in view that pasture that he has prepared for you. He has in view that quiet stream. Where you're going to drink. The fountainhead of the gospel. But between those pastures, the still waters, and that sheepfold, there is this journey through the wilderness to take first. Can't avoid it. You can't go some other way. It may be a long journey. Maybe a difficult journey. Maybe a painful journey. It may be a sorrowful journey. It may be a dangerous journey with many enemies. To dismay. To distress. To attack, to annoy. Literally in this land of Israel there were many enemies that would attack the flock and the shepherd had to be very vigilant. But when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and in the land of Israel, when the shepherd puts forth the sheep, he goes first, not last. He goes first in the way. He leads them out, and the sheep follow him, Trustingly, they follow in his footsteps. Onward until he arrives at the destination he has in mind. And they're safe all the while they're following in the footsteps of their shepherd. They turn aside out of the way of the shepherd's footsteps. Or if they linger, it's when they're in danger of attack. Seek, friend, to ever be found in the footsteps of the flock, in the footsteps of the good shepherd, in the footsteps of the master. He leads his sheep with love untold to feed in pastures fair. The feeblest lamb within the fold receives the shepherd's care. And there will be times, child of God, when he will carry you in his bosom, because you will be too weak to walk. Sin will weaken you. When you turn aside and stray, though it's easy to stray, it's impossible to come back on your own. And the more you sin, the weaker you will become in faith. But the good shepherd will seek out where you've strayed. In love, he won't forsake you, and he'll bring you back. He'll carry you in his bosom. But you'll know those rebukes for turning out of the way. Don't deliberately turn out of the way. I remember hearing the late Leslie Hyde once say that when he was young, in the way, he heard a minister say, "It is far better to be kept than to be brought back." And he thought, that can't be right. It's more dramatic. You've got a story to tell if you're brought back. But he said the day came from bitter experience when he proved it is better to be kept than to be brought back. We are commanded to walk worthy of our God. We are commanded to walk in the footsteps of the Master and in his footsteps alone. Not to turn aside. It is God dishonoring and brings shame and reproach to him when we turn aside and stray. And we have no right to turn aside. Then ask God to give you the love to the shepherd who takes such good care of you. And may that love keep you near to him. And keep you in the footsteps of the flock, whatever the cost. He may put you forth in some difficult pathways, in some trying pathways, in some testing pathways, in some pathways that you cannot understand. He may put you forth, it seems, to the very ends of the earth at times, but he always goes before you. And as always a need be for it, he will teach you in the way. He'll teach you more of his faithfulness, more of his love, more of his care, more of his compassion. He'll teach you more of your need of him. He'll teach you more of your sin and unworthiness. He'll teach you that you haven't got reserves of strength, of grace, of patience. He'll bring you to see that you are yet a sinner and yet in need of mercy. And he'll supply that need. When he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. He calls them out. He says, come ye out from among them, be ye separate. He calls his sheep to be separate. Touch not the unclean thing. Have no fellowship with the world. Yes, you will have to deal with them. And it's right that we should do so. And it's right that you should be courteous and truthful and kind with them. But friends, don't be in their company more than you have to. Don't follow them in their pathway of sin. So if you follow the world, before you know it, the world will be in your own heart. And only God can get it out again. He will call you, if you are privileged to be among his sheep, to be separate from the goats. But it's a high privilege. He'll lead you in better company. The best of company, his own presence. He'll lead you in the path of prayer. The greater the faith he gives you, the greater will be your need of prayer. The greater will be your reliance upon God. The greater you'll see your need of more faith, more hope, more love. The more you see your sin, the more you'll value the mercy of God. The more you'll need the mercy of God. The more you'll need the precious blood of Jesus Christ, which was shed for sinners. The one and only way by which you and I can find acceptance with God. The one and only way which you and I can get to heaven and be reconciled with God. It's through the sacrifice of this good shepherd upon the cross. If we are a stranger to that blood, we will be a stranger to heaven's glories. But if we are favored to know, to trust, to flee to that refuge, we will find all our salvation rests in a suitable Saviour. When he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them. Sometimes you will have to wrestle and pray long. He won't always answer your prayers immediately. Sometimes you may have to wait many a long year. As he teaches you patience, as he teaches you submission, as he brings you to acknowledge that you are not worthy of the least of his providential mercies, let alone the greatest of his spiritual mercies. But in his own time and way, he will answer your need. Whatever you need, he will supply. He won't supply all you want. But what you need, he will supply. Because he is a good shepherd. Because he is a great shepherd. Because he is a holy shepherd. Because he is a wise shepherd. And because his heart is full of care for you, poor, trembling sheep of Christ. When he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them. He will lead you in those paths of love, in those paths of peace, in those paths of blessing. He'll give you to prove of his everlasting love for you, of his everlasting kindness for you, of his everlasting compassion for you, of those thoughts of peace and goodwill Those thoughts of eternal love he has. Those thoughts of heaven at last. There will be times when you will feed in those pastures and drink of those waters. And you will be able to say, I am his. And he is mine. And you'll be able to rejoice in the knowledge of your salvation. And you'll be brought to see the preciousness of your Redeemer, your Shepherd, your King, your Head. You'll be brought into the Hebrews, those closing words, the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the everlasting covenant. Keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus the Lord. You are going to need to be kept, preserved, protected from falling, because you have an old nature that remains sinful, corrupt, unreformed, unrepentant, unloving of God. And so you are going to need a greater power to preserve you from that spirit. And the Lord in mercy will keep you with his love. Through the blood of the everlasting covenant. And it will be when you get a sight of that precious blood. When you get a sight of what your Redeemer did for you. That love will constrain you in the paths of righteousness. And will restrain you from the paths of sin which cause the Saviour to bleed. It's the love of Christ that will keep you. Not terror, not dread. But love. The love of God in Christ Jesus, our Lord. When he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him. They know his voice, and they don't follow him in vain. He always leads them in good pathways, in necessary pathways, in holy pathways, in pathways that will only do good for their souls. Yes, they may be, and they will sometimes be painful. It wouldn't be the way you would choose. But the Lord hasn't made a mistake. He'll bring you out of your distresses. When he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them. Sometimes he'll put you forth in that pathway of rebuke and reproof, because you're going to need it. And his rebukes are done in love, kindness and compassion. Don't resent them. You need them, because you're still a sinner, and there's so much within us that he sees it needs reproof and rebuke. And in love, he will set that before us at times to conform us to his image. To separate us from our sin, to bring us to repentance, to bring us with shame to confess our sin, to give us that desire to leave it, to be conformed to his image, to have fellowship with him. To be enabled to live consistent life, to be able to walk worthy. We can never be worthy, but we are called to walk worthy of our Master. Walk the way your Master went. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him. If you have his presence with you, you're in the right way. And you need not fear. Whatever may come against you, you have an almighty shepherd with an almighty power. And therefore you're safe. It's when you're found in ways that the shepherd does not lead, that you're unsafe. That you're liable to Satan's attack. When he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them. A pathway of obedience. Keeping his commandments. Seeking to live your life consistent with the Ten Commandments for love's sake. Seeking to put God first. Seeking to confess your fault one to the other and seeking to forgive when those faults are confessed. Seeking to bear one another's burdens. Seeking the footsteps of the flock to be found where the sheep are. Not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together, but being found in the house of God whenever the doors are opened. Coming round the word of God as a family day and night. And yes, child of God, he does also call you to walk in his ordinances. To openly identify with him. In that ordinance of believers' baptism and the Lord's Supper, both of which speak of the death and glorious victory of the Lamb over sin and death. If ye love me, keep my commandments. Go forth in the footsteps of the flock, following him, your shepherd, resting upon him, and you will find he is able to keep you from falling. And preserve you to his heavenly kingdom. And then one day he will put forth his sheep into the valley of the shadow of death. The end of the journey. That moment when you must die. That moment when you must leave everything of time and sense. That moment when all fleshly human relationships will end forever. That moment when you must leave your family, your career, your prospects, your wealth, your health, everything. Child of God, death will not separate you from your shepherd. Even though it separates you from everything else. This is the home call. This is a moment to be welcomed. That moment the shepherd has designed and ordained to call you home to glory. Home to his immediate presence. Home to that eternal world of peace. Happiness, holiness. Communion with him. You have a good prospect, child of God. As you have proved all your life long, since he first came to you all those years ago, that he has been faithful. And he has gone before you. He has protected you. He has delivered you, he has saved you. So now, as he puts you forth into that last path, so you will prove him to be the same, faithful and true. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. You need nothing else. You can die on that. And you can die well. You can die safely, resting on the faithfulness of your God, for they know his voice. That voice calls you home. That voice is still a voice of protection and love. That voice will keep Satan at bay. It won't permit him to drag you down to hell. Satan must obey that voice. He's chained. And soon you'll hear that voice say, come up higher. Enter into the joy of thy Lord. That welcome home from your good shepherd. And then to spend an eternity in his company, worshipping and adoring at his feet, that he should show to you such love and compassion and kindness to put you among his little flock. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Then thank God and take courage. Amen.
The collections last Lord's Day were £800, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Pack will preach on Good Friday morning at 10 o'clock. And next Lord's Day, God willing, Mr. Tim Parrish will preach and address the Sunday school and administer the Lord's Supper after the evening service. Let us close with hymn 181. Believers, own they are but blind, they know themselves unwise, but wisdom in the Lord they find, who opens all their eyes. Hymn 181.
Thank you.
Do forgive, O Lord, all that thou hast seen wrong. And dear Jesus, may we hear thy voice and learn to follow thee. O, may thy ways be all our choice, to prove thy choice of us. May the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, the fellowship and communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.